Perhaps if I put my reading glasses on, I can't really see you all, I'll be okay. Guy's in a barber shop. Barber's cutting his hair. In comes this little kid, and the barber whispers in his ear, "This is the dumbest kid in the whole town. Watch this." Holds out his hands. One hand's got a dollar, one hand's got two quarters. Says, "Tommy, which one do you want?" Tommy picks the two quarters. He whispers to the guy in the seat, "See what I mean?" Later, the guy's out on the street. He sees Tommy coming out of the ice cream shop. And the guy goes, "Tommy, why'd you pick the quarters?" Tommy goes, "The day I picked the dollar, the game is over." Teacher says, "If I have 7 oranges in one hand and 8 oranges in another, what do I have?" Little Johnny says, "Big hands." That's kind of the subject of what I want to talk about tonight, is our hands. But before we get into the meat of it, if you wouldn't mind, let's bow. Almighty God, we thank you, Father, for this evening. Thank you, Father, for the opportunity I have to preach to your elect. Pray, Father, that tonight's lesson is appropriate for our church this evening, and that you be with me as I try to deliver it. Be with us and our church in whatever manner you see fit. Help us to make sure that we do your will in this community. We pray these things, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Like I was saying, examine your hands for a minute. Are they soft? Are they rough? Mine are kind of rough. I got spots right here. Some people have long and skinny fingers. Some people have short and stubby fingers. Some people have fingers that are accidentally bent abnormally or perhaps gone. I know some guys like that. I always thought a handshake should be firm. And you know that when I deal with a kid, it should be very vigorous too, right? Holly Dunn, she sings this song. It's called "Daddy's Hands," and she describes them as tough or tender, depending on the circumstances. And these little details tell things about us, about, you know, what you do, what kind of person you are, in a lot of ways. If we do a biblical word search, a word count, head appears 503 times. Eye, 595 times. Feet shows up 232 times. Heart, 862 times. And hand appears 1,591 times in the word. Work is said to be done by a man's hands, whether in truth he might be a thinker or a supervisor. That's still the work of a man's hands. So the job of our hands in making or accomplishing something for or around is making or accomplishing something for or around us. Typically, it's a father who we... I got to learn to read again. Typically, it's a farmer who we have in mind when we use the word cultivate. And his farm bears some fruits of his hands. You and I must bear fruit in our lives as individual Christians, and I'm sure you know where I'm going. Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23 tells us what we must cultivate within us. And it reads, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law. In love, we want someone to reach out soft hands. And in love, we should remember to reach out soft hands. Next is peace. You should cultivate peace with your hands folded daily in prayer. Next, I'm going to jump to kindness. Make kindness grow by reaching out hands in compassion to everyone, especially those folks you've hurt. Or those who have hurt you, that might be the hardest thing to reach your hands out to. Dig into God's Word each day, learning faithfulness, patience, and self-control. In Galatians chapter 5, verse 10, it's talking about working the fields of God's harvest. It says, "So then, as we have opportunity, let's do good to everyone, and especially those of the household of faith." That leads us to our next job. Make faith. We turn to James chapter 2 to learn the relation between work and faith. In verse 14 it reads, "What good is it, my brothers, if someone says he has faith but does not have works?" In other words, our hands. "The work you perform daily demonstrates your skill and worth as a laborer. So demonstrate the depth of your faith." James goes on to say, "Even the demons believe and shudder." There's a hyphen before those last two words. "Even the demons believe and shudder." Christians need to believe and then hit the fields where the harvest is waiting. He goes on to say, "Abraham's faith was evident in his works when he offered up his son Isaac on the altar," according to verse 21. Then he goes on to verse 25 and about Rahab asks, "Was she not justified by works when she received the messengers and sent them out another way?" We of the household of faith do God's work. And our hands are so often God's hands. He challenges us and will faithfully wait for us to live up to his challenge. His work will be accomplished. But if he has challenged any of you or me to do his will and we don't perform, woe unto you or me. Remember in the book of Esther, it was Esther who was challenged to save the Israelites. Mordecai told her, "If you keep silent at this time, relief and deliverance will rise for the Jews from another place. But you and your father's house will perish. And who knows whether you have not come to the kingdom for such a time as this?" Trying to encourage her that she has a work to do. Elijah, when he felt alone and weak, fled to a cave in the desert. In that cave, he had the opportunity to hear from God, but it wasn't in an earthquake, and it wasn't in a terrible wind, and it wasn't in a fire, but it was in a low whisper, according to the ESV. Do you occasionally hear that low whisper? Do you hear it a lot? God is trying to get us all to live up to our Christian potential. He's calling and he says, "Put your hands to the work." Some of you who have been coaches, you might say, he's calling us to step up our game. If Christ does not know you, you can put him on in baptism right now and be added to his church, his body. Then your Christian labor will be the hand of God. If you know Christ, but you need the prayers of the church, if you'll make that fact known, then we will pray for you as we stand and sing.
I bring myself.